Articles by Fearlessly Courageous from the desk of Dennis Piller. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. I was reading and felt he wanted me to read Isaiah 53. Who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of a dry ground. He has no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, and acquainted with grief. And we hid as if were our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All are like sheep who have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living, for the transgression of my people was he stricken. And he made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. And he shall see of the travail of his soul, and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore I will divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he has poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. There are many places to go in these verses. Verses 10, yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He had put him to grief. What does that say to you and me? Do you trust God through the crushing times of life? Do you realize that you pray to a God who understands what it means to be crushed and in anguish? Do you realize the love of Jesus as he went forth for you and was crushed and forsaken by God, so that you could have the opportunity to do that which you were created to do, walk with God, know God because you were created to need God? Pastor Brooks often spoke of the season of waiting in our lives. It comes at every age, young and old. We wonder if we will come out of it alive or what the carnage will be. Waiting on God can be laborious, or we can enter into his gates with praise and thanksgiving. Look at Hebrews 12:2. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who, for the joy set before him, endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. God has a plan for your life, and whatever season you may be in, Use it to grow closer to Jesus, to lean on him and not your own understanding. This can be a time of great intimacy if you will humble yourself and enter in to the most holy place. He is waiting for you right now. I pray that you make it a Jesus-filled day.